Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A relatively new nonprofit helps farmers create easements to ensure that their land will remain in production into the future. They also work to create new revenue streams through agroforestry. Let's go in depth with Jonathan Hendricks with the Sustainable Iowa Land Trust. So, Jonathan, what's the Sustainable Iowa Land Trust?
The Sustainable Iowa Land Trust. So, they are a nonprofit corporation, and in a nutshell, I would say that their mission and vision is to create twofold, right? An opportunity where we have clean, sustainable table food production available for the benefit of Iowa, but also they work primarily through conservation easements to permanently protect land for a couple of reasons. One of them is to ensure that these farms are there for the future to produce table food and protect them permanently in that fashion. And one of the byproducts of those easements that we work through in permanently protecting land is it also creates great opportunity for an affordable and viable economic opportunity for younger farmers and that next generation to get access to land so that they can continue to produce viable, clean table food. We're one of the only nonprofits in the country that focuses and actually requires production of table food in our easements.
Explain to me what you mean by how you're using the word easements. I know what an easement is, but I don't quite see
sure.
How it works in your situation.
Sure. So, in general, we would approach or we would be approached by a farmer or a landowner that wants to permanently protect their land. We know that there is urban encroachment. We know that we are seeing conglomeration of agricultural land getting, you know, into staying in monoculture, right? Corn, soybean rotations. And so with an easement through silt, what they're offering is that with these farmers or these landowners that want to ensure that this land stays in agricultural production and, more importantly, table food production, fruits, vegetables, things like that. So they would reach out, or we would reach out, we'd come to an agreement, and silt would take them on. We would help them create a conservation easement that would stay in permanent protection of that land for forever. So that land, for example, if they're retiring, let's say, and they're going to move on, that land that they're putting in that easement with us, silt will protect it, in the sense that any potential future owner for the rest of existence is going to be required to produce in an agricultural sense on that land. And if there's any farmers in the future that want to buy that land, they're going to be held accountable to that easement in the way that language is made in that binding conservation easement. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, it does. It's a very interesting concept. So I'm ready to retire. Nobody in the family really wants to take on the job. They don't want to do that. They're all doing something else. And this is, I love my land. I want it in production. This is a way to make sure that happens forever.
Sure. Exactly. And one of the goals is that Silt wants to protect land in a couple of sort of, not risky, but I would say in really valuable areas. We want them close to communities. So if we're gonna have producers that are gonna be producing, you know, some of these clean, sustainable table foods, we want them to be close to communities that can benefit from them so that they can have that, those great vegetables and fruits and things like that. So an easement, for example, that we would be working with that is, let's say, close to a city that's experiencing a little bit, or a town that's experiencing a little bit of maybe urban sprawl and development, this protects against that development. So an easement, you know, is held by this third party, which would be Silt, and Silt would hold that, and they would hold the rights to development on that property. So if 2-3 generations down the road, somebody is going to buy that farm, that easement is still in place. So there is a requirement that it's in agricultural production. And we're going to make sure that, yeah, if you're that retiring farmer, you like that way of life, you want to ensure that that stays in agriculture, it's not going to become condos.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jonathan Hendricks with the Sustainable Iowa Land Trust. Okay, I went to a presidential candidate appearance at a farmhouse north of Ankeny, and and I could see the big condos, what used to be fields when I was a kid. I could see the big condos, you know, right almost coming up to the farm, and the presidential candidate said, "Isn't this beautiful? It's where the city and the country, you know, meet." And I just remembered all those fields from when I was a kid, and I just thought, no, it was horrible and sad. But, I mean, so this would stop that from happening. We could potentially have an island in the middle of a city then with agriculture?
I think in hypothetical, you potentially could. But again, you know, Silt is very selective, because when Silt accepts an easement and completes one, and they take that easement, they create it with that farmer, they protect it in perpetuity. When we're in that selective process, we are also very aware that in the future there could be legal ramifications of taking on that easement. We may have to protect that in court. So perhaps maybe not, you know, exactly right next to a giant city that we know for a fact is moving very strongly in one direction. So we're very selective in trying to help create those easements in areas that we know that we can protect.
Okay.
But in essence, yes, you are permanently protecting a farm, attractive land, certain acres on a farm that they will remain defensible by our easement and our protections, that they will remain in that, in working agricultural production for eternity.
So the farmer's retiring, you work out an easement, but then he needs to sell it to another farmer. Does this impact the value of the land? Does it make his land more or less valuable?
It does, and Silt actually sees that as a benefit. It's one of the byproducts, I would say. So if a farmer places something in a conservation easement, it's a restriction. We are one of the unique land trusts in that we require agricultural production. So typically we do see that the value of that land does drop significantly. So, and to the tune of something around 30% or 40%. But what that does is, because it drops that value, it sort of narrows, for one thing, the market of the folks that might want to buy that. And what we see as a common denominator is that it drops that value of that farm, which overcomes one of the biggest hurdles right now, is the entrance to farming for young farmers, beginning farmers that want to get in. They want to grow vegetables, they want to grow crops, but they're up against very expensive prices, you know, due to, you know, our agricultural economy here in Iowa, and especially since we were talking about land that we want to be close to cities so we can provide that community, we can create a market for that new beginning farmer. But that land drop in that price value, we know that it creates a benefit for that farmer. It can certainly give a little bit of relief on the estate value, but then also for the next farmer, that next generation coming in, they're going to be able to afford that land. And Silt does several other things to make that, do everything they can to make that land, make that farm accessible to that next generation of farmer who are aligned with our mission and vision of trying to create that clean, sustainable food for our communities.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Jonathan Hendricks with the Sustainable Iowa Land Trust. Well, I wanted to talk with you a little bit about something else Silt is involved with, agroforestry and potential new revenue streams for farmers. First, what's agroforestry?
Sure. So agroforestry is essentially the marriage of agriculture and incorporating trees and shrubs that are productive and can provide benefits as well. So instead of thinking of, you know, a farm as a, you know, a monoculture system where we've got maybe one crop or a limited amount of crops, agroforestry is incorporating these trees and shrubs in sort of this holistic way in which these trees can be used in conjunction with other crops for multiple benefits.
All kinds of benefits. I mean, increased habitat,
right,
hold our soil, less runoff, lots of different potential benefits. And it's a lot of farmers try to do their best, but this is a more formal kind of way to do it. Is it a process, educational process, or how does it work? And get to the revenue stream. I think that's what a lot of people would be interested in hearing about.
Sure. So we know that farmers, they make the choices that they have available to them. So what we're hoping to do, and what this grant, what this partnership does, what my position as an agroforestry specialist with Silt does, our goal is to provide a one-stop shop for landowners, producers, to be able to plug and play themselves, be able to see resources, get it all in one location so that they can look at cash-flowing agroforestry. We know that there are a lot of farmers out there that want to do, perhaps, let's say, edge-of-field practices, like a riparian buffer system, for example, of putting trees in around their farm ground so that they can have better water retention. They can have wind breaks. They can have reduce their soil erosion. Agroforestry, specifically in the way that we're trying to apply it, is a way that in that buffer or in incorporating trees, those trees can do the same sort of conservation benefit as other trees, but these trees that we're focusing on can be productive. They can be economically lucrative as well. And to give you some specifics, for example, chestnut trees are something that are really coming along. We've got several farmers doing it in Iowa, and 1 acre of chestnut trees is able to produce $7,000 an acre in profitability. And now if you can incorporate that with your other things that you're doing, like livestock or your other cash crops, it's just a way to diversify, and you're sort of multi-cropping, right? Where you're going to have profitability from your trees, you're going to get the benefit from them and the soil erosion, the water retention, the wind breaks, and then also it's going to give that benefit to those crops as well, your other cash crops, I should say.
So it's new cash crops and things that we're thinking about that we maybe never thought about before that have potential.
Sure. We are looking at, you know, we work in close partnership on this grant with the Savannah Institute. And if you're familiar with the Savannah Institute, you know, they are working and have been working very hard to make agroforestry mainstream, working to grow the outreach and education about it, to think about the fact that we could be incorporating trees that are not going to detract anything from our land. They're going to add to it, but then they can also add a second, third, diverse, profitable crop.
And so the Sustainable Iowa Land Trust, is it something that has members? Is there any way that, you know, we can help participate, learn more?
Absolutely. So SILT, you know, we are a small, relatively young nonprofit, and something that they've got a tremendous board. We do not have very many full-time employees, but we're always looking for, you know, assistance in helping grow this movement of this sustainable agriculture. We think that people, our communities, our farmers, the folks, the demographic that we're looking at working with, are definitely going to see agriculture as something that can fit right into that tool belt of creating, right, clean food and table food and sustainable, environmentally sustainable food for our communities. We can, I would say, silt.org, our website, is a great place. We're always looking for supporters. We've got a lot of programs. I'd point folks in that direction, folks that would be looking immediately into sort of the nuts and bolts about agroforestry, the Savannah Institute, Practical Farmers of Iowa, which we work closely with. They're all great resources that can be utilized right now.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Only thing I would share, the additional share, is that, you know, this project that we're working on is, it's going to take some time. We've got a really great plan. We're going to be creating some case studies. We're going to be creating resources. We're going to be creating cash flow sort of worksheets that farmers, producers, landowners can go out and sort of play with themselves to see how they could cash flow agroforestry on their land. We know that there are public, private funds and resources, but the main goal with this is to be able to show folks that know probably that this could be financially viable, but how to get started, how to cash flow it, and how it can fit into their current operation, not just for themselves, but the demographic that we are really looking forward to working with is those farmers, like you were saying, that are forward thinkers, that are looking towards that next generation. SILT, as we talked about, we're looking at, you know, we do primarily long-term permanent easements to protect this land. And the same folks that would be interested in that are the same folks that are going to be interested in the sustainability and the economic viability of 200-year-old trees. So that long-term thinking is something that we pride ourselves on working on, and that's who we're looking for.
Thanks to Jonathan Hendricks for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.